entertain?
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. Yes, here's the good news.
Hello. It is a fantastic Tuesday installment of
Not Necessarily the News.
She
knows. We're sure it may not be a podcast, but at least it's not boring. We now turn our attention to tonight's story.
Let's start right out.
By saying...
what happened?
Good morning, our Hank Facebook Livers, by the way. We love
Hanksters.
You. Have fun in the comments section. Well, let's go ahead and do two for TTU out there. Texas Tech, Lubbock on a roll right now. Red Raiders 10-1, and George Strait says, well, that first one seems to be selling pretty well. Let's do another. So less than a week, yeah, after announcing that it'll be his first Texas show of 2026, straight to Texas Tech there at Jones AT&T Stadium. April of next year, well, April 25th, has now been added to April 24th. And a couple of, I think it's the same, actually, same acts, Miranda Lambert, Hudson Westbrook, Zach Topp. And then actually added was a young Austin singer, Dylan Gossett. Mm. Wow, kid. You hit the lottery.
Yeah.
So tickets, the pre-sale is going now, but tickets go on sale to the public at texastech.com, 10 a.m. Friday. May the odds be ever in your favor.
Do we have a price point on this by any chance?
$1 million. They're ranging from $100 to more than $4,000 to be in Lubbock, Texas. For anything. I'm just saying.
Congratulations to the cast of Home Alone, the movie, just turning 35 years old. See, thank you, Kevin. Some fun facts about the flick. John Hughes was supposed to write Christmas Vacation, but then apparently he met Chevy Chase and realized, yeah, this is not for me. He loved Macaulay Culkin because he was not one of the perfect Hollywood children. The poor baby actually got bit by Joe Pesci during one of the scenes and still has a scar to show for that. So what did the parents do to afford that 15-person vacation to Gay Paris? Around Christmas? Well, speculation is mom was a fashion designer because of all the mannequins in the basement. And dad...
Yeah, that's weird that existed, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. He was not a Chicago gangster, as social media has chimed in on. It was the number one flick in America for 12 weeks from 1990 to 1991.
It was obviously a Ponzi scheme. Time's out.
Still freaked out. I was 35 years old. How did that happen? And we're still 27.
That or he was really early on the essential oils thing.
Oh.
It's possible.
You're so sensey.
We'll have him on at 7:47. But in your latest Trump news, busy 24 hours, the good news for him, UN Security Council totally approved the Trump 20-point peace plan for Gaza. I don't really know what happens at this point from then on. It's a bit above my pay grade and that kind of coverage. But the House says they are set to vote on the release of Epstein documents after a U-turn by the White House. Says that yesterday, he said when he gets the whatever bill or whatever that looks like, he will sign it. And then yesterday, though, while all that was going on, he was speaking at a McDonald's Impact Summit. Keynote speaker yesterday. It was just a bunch of... McDonald's franchise owners and major suppliers there in D.C.
The impact?
That's, yeah, they're taking
Summit.
This return of the McRib pretty seriously
no
over
kidding.
There.
Good night.
Impact.
So you know those families that can stay friends after the splits for the sake of the kids?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And they all just kind of grit their teeth around Christmas. Like, oh my gosh, are we really doing this? Well, Nicole and Keith... maybe giving it a go. Apparently, the Lioness star is trying to compartmentalize her feelings about the divorce and create some happy moments for her teenage daughters. Now, they have been glued to her side ever since this all went down because she's mom. That's, you know, you got to protect mom. But she also wants them to spend some time with Keith. She wants to be the bigger person. It's always been on her shoulders to coordinate the holidays and... she's not going to give it up lightly. In related news, they are Australian. Mm. So they all get to go to the beach for Christmas.
Right.
So it may be a little bit easier if everyone is just, you know, drinking Mai Tais and getting a lot of that natural vitamin D.
Do it.
So
there
yeah.
you go. Yeah.
A plus.
We'll see if...
go you.
With it being, of course, in Nashville, the CMAs, and who shows up, Keith Wilbury performing. But while the CMAs are tomorrow, Academy Awards are getting a jump on the Oscars a little early. They had on Sunday the Governor's Award ceremonies, which were honorary Oscars. And he's been up for a real Oscar 4 times, never won. But now Tom Cruise has a little golden statue.
Aww. As,
he was given one of those. It's named after somebody, honorary Oscar award. He says, I want you to know that I will always do everything I can to help this art form. And then he picked up his award. Mm-hmm. And then somebody came and picked them both and took them off the stage together. They're the same height. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, by the way, also got one. And she accepted her award, though, via a re-recorded speech from her home in Nashville. So she's still undergoing medical procedures. Anytime anything like this freaks us out, but Dolly knows that, and Dolly says, I'm fine.
Yeah.
She's so fine.
And everybody panicked when her
and
sister
Tom
was praying
for her.
Is
the same height as the Oscar statue. I think that's what we learned then.
So if you think the 6'7 is cool, the police in Tippecanoe County, Indiana, do not agree. Uh-uh. They've now been issuing fake tickets to kids that use the slang. 6'7, yo. 6'7. Come get me. Teachers are really fed up with the saying. They say it has a disruptive impact in classrooms. So how does this all work out? Because it was also the word of the year. Maybe they're practicing their vocab. 6'7. Don't
seven.
Be mid, bruh.
6'7, yeah.
Uh-uh.
I wonder how many tickets he issued.
6'7! That's eating.
A personal injury firm ranked the most dangerous TikTok challenges of all time based on ER visits and other stats. The top three, boy, it's a, and we all know, the blackout challenge, the milk crate challenge. Remember that one? That was good.
I don't know any of these things. I'm old.
Where were you like 3 years ago?
I don't know.
And the Tide, did you, is that because you were part of the Tide Pod challenge?
No.
Okay.
Did not do that
all
one.
Right.
I have heard.
Well, for those that remember, those were the good old days of. It's kind of those. Those folks had to crawl so that we could then run and then fall down and post about it. Number one at the box office over the weekend. Very, very bad box office weekend. Number one was Now You See Me. No, we didn't. And then finally, O.J. Simpson's estate yesterday agreed to pay Ron Goldman's family $58 million. To finally pony up
justice
on what was served 20 some odd years ago. Jeez, even OJ's family thinks he did it.
Waking up with you, Texas, Katie and Heather Lee, Hank
Mission
FM.
Norm McDonald.